You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
It is precisely 13 minutes after 8 p.m. Central African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome from what's turning out to be a very cold evening here in Cape Town to the Olive Express. Live and exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We should actually call this here tea and cake, because this is my once a week opportunity of tea and cake during the course of the program. Alhamdulillah. Summa alhamdulillah. All right, I don't know where's my little audience. They're hiding away somewhere, but we'll get them in just a jiffy. And inshallah, we'll also try to get this WhatsApp line to work. So we've been having a bit of internet issues here in Cape Town. I don't know, they say that some lines are broken or something like that there. Khair Allah Pak knows best. And inshallah, hopefully it will get sorted out during the course of the program. So now, the problem that I'm having is that my WhatsApp messenger is asking me to update. And because we're doing it on hotspot, it seems to be taking its own grandmother's time. But inshallah, we'll get there sooner or later. All right, a very warm welcome on this Mubarak Laylatul Jumu'ah to the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it is a beautiful night of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Remember, tomorrow when the sun is rising, just remember this beautiful Hadith Sharif, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ The best day on which the sun rises is undoubtedly the day of Jumu'ah. And why is that? Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created on a Jumu'ah. What else happened on the day of Jumu'ah? Let's see, who knows? Okay, my little audience is not here yet. Humaira! Your listeners are waiting for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What happened to your toes, Umaira? Tell us.
I was skipping rope and got hurt.
You were skipping rope and you got hurt. How did you get hurt?
It hit my toe.
It?
It hit my toe.
It hit your toe? Baby toe? Okay, baby toes are always sore. Anyway, Umaira. Do you know what happens on the day of Jumu'ah? What has happened and what will happen on the day of Jumu'ah? Think. What are you doing? Why would a spoon to eat cake? Okay, who baked the cake for you? Alhamdulillah. All right, tell us and tell the listeners. Come closer. What happens on the day of Jumu'ah?
We read Salah.
We read Salah every day.
We read Jumu'ah Salah.
Well, the men read Jumu'ah Salah, yes. What else? Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created on the day of Jumu'ah. What else? The day of Qiyamah will take place on the day of Jumu'ah. It is the best day of the week, is it not?
Yes.
It is, absolutely. All right, excellent. Okay, we got our WhatsApp line sorted out. So you can call in right now. Or you could send us messages. Let's take the number down, Humaira. Take the number down and tell the listeners, what is the number?
27.
Okay, let's leave the 27. We, instead of the 27, we put 0.
0 6 7 9 1 4 8 1 5 4.
Again, slowly.
0 6 7 9 1 4 8 1 5 4.
All right, 067-914-8154. You're welcome to call in on the program this evening, inshallah. We are taking your calls as well as your WhatsApp messages. 067-914-8154. Laylatul Jumu'ah, it is on the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba. The voice, I think I need to teach you how to say these things. Say it. Markaz Sahaba.
Markaz Sahaba.
Not with chocolate cake in your mouth. The voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
The voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah.
Okay. All right, we've got our first caller. Let's see who's on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the Olive Express. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Interesting. I don't know if the call is still there or not. Yeah, I think it's dropped. Okay, you're welcome to call back again, inshallah. 067-914-8154. That is the number to dial on the Olive Express. And well, you can call in anyway. You can call in on a normal line, or you can actually call in on a WhatsApp line. It will be easier for us, inshallah. Hopefully, that hotspot will work, and we'll be able to take your call. 067-914-8154 is the magical number on the Olive Express this evening, inshallah. Thumma inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. All right, excellent, alhamdulillah. Humaira, can we get into our Seerah segment? Okay, so today we did two lessons in Seerah. What was the first lesson about? Are you looking for the word? It starts with the M. Migration. Emigration, right. So, what happened? The Sahaba were getting persecuted in Makkah Mukarramah. They were getting beat up. They were getting hit. They were getting tortured. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed them to make hijrat to where?
Medina?
Not Medina. That was the other one.
Makkah?
Not Makkah. They were in Makkah.
Ethiopia.
What's the real name? What's the name that we learned in Madrasa today? Starts with the A.
Abyssinia?
Abyssinia. Okay, not Abyssinia, but Abyssinia. Right. That's current day Ethiopia. And there was a king. Do you remember what the king's name was?
Negus.
Right, Asham, Negus. And he later on became a Muslim. And he allowed the Muslims to stay there. All right. So that was the first section. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also part of the delegation who went and made hijrah. But the second lesson we learned about was the boycott. Tell us about the boycott. What do you remember?
I remember.
I think the chocolate cake is getting to your head.
I remember.
Where did the boycott take place? In Makkah or Medina?
Medina?
No. Makkah. In a valley known as Shu'b Abu Talib. The valley of Abu Talib. And how long was the boycott?
3 years.
3 years, correct, mashallah. And what happened during the boycott? What was the boycott about?
They never eat.
They weren't allowed food or drink and?
No money.
No money and what else?
No talking.
No talking. So it was a complete boycott. People were not allowed to talk to the Sahaba at all. They were not allowed to do business with them. And for 3 years, this happened. So much so that some Sahaba, for days, they didn't have any food. So, Humaira, this is very important for you and for all the listeners, is that whatever Allah has given us, you see your plate now, all the chocolate that's around the plate, you have to clean it. Yes, you can't let anything go to waste, because wastage is something, okay, you don't have to lick your plate, but what you do is you use your finger and you clean your plate completely. You don't leave anything for shaitan, and you don't waste anything. So if your little stomach can only have one slice of cake, then you have one slice. You don't say, I don't know what chocolate's on here. It looks like Rolo or Bawan. Okay, whatever it is. So now you're thinking to yourself, okay, I like this chocolate, so I want 5 slices of cake. But you can't finish all 5. And then what happens? It goes to waste, isn't it? Then we have to feed it to the birds and the squirrels. Oh, yes, I didn't tell the listeners of Markaz Sahaba that in the area that we live in, there's a lot of squirrels. And especially now, wintertime, Humaira, what happens with the squirrels? They're running around all over on the road.
And then they die.
Why do they die?
Because people drive and then they bump the squirrels.
Yes, because they're running all over the roads and people sometimes don't see them because they're small little chipmunks, you know, small little squirrels that are running around. So I remember last week there was one that was bumped, and today also there was one that was bumped.
Chief.
Did you see him?
Chief.
And he was bleeding.
Chief.
And he died.
Chief.
Okay. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But he's gone to Jannah, inshallah. So, that is panel. Yes, that is how your plate needs to look every day for every meal. Absolutely clean. No wastages whatsoever. All right, once again, we're going to the line 067-914-8154. If you would like to send us a voice note, feel free to do so. If you'd like to call in, that is the call-in number, 067-914-8154. And a reminder that it's only young boys, well, boys till any age, but young girls under the age of 9 or under the age of 10, right? We'll only allow girls under the age of 10 to come on live on the radio. Otherwise, that's the rules and regulations of the Olive Express. Live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba on this beautiful Mubarak night of Laylatul Jumu'ah. All right, Humaira, what du'as did you learn in madrasa this week?
Dua when leaving the house.
Ah, now can I test you that dua?
Gee.
Do you remember it? Okay, read it.
Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlika.
Mawlaji.
Wa
Wa khayral makhraji.
Bismillah. Wa lajna. Wa bismillah. Wa lajna.
Kharajna.
Kharajna.
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ
رَبِّنَا تَوَكَّلْنَا.
Very good, mashallah. Okay, so you need to brush up on that dua. We're going to take your imtihan tomorrow of all your duas and all your surahs with the meanings. Right. Why not meanings? So, for the listeners, I'm having a little challenge with our younger ones in the madrasa. They don't want to learn the meanings of du'as. But when we grew up, we had to learn all the meanings of du'as. So maybe drop us a message and tell us how your madrasa in Durban or Johannesburg or Zambia, do you have to learn the meanings of your du'as? I think it's very important, especially the kalimas. Because the kalima is the foundation of our deen. And if you're reading it, then, and you don't understand what you're saying, then, yes, there is benefit, but you need to know what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you believe in?
Allah.
Allah. What else? Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. Right, spot test. Iman Mufassal, what's the meaning?
الحمد لله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت.
والقدر خيره وشره
من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت.
Meaning?
I want to believe in one Allah, in His angel, in His books, and in the last.
Before that?
And in the messenger.
Messengers.
And in the last day. And in the deed, which is from Allah.
Everything good and bad. And what else? وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. What is maut? Have you heard that word before? Maut. What does maut mean?
Die and
death.
Then
rise. Rising after death. So that's how it's easy to remember it. Are you going to remember it now? And are you going to practice for tomorrow's imtihan? Because you're not going to school tomorrow. You're at home. So it's easy for you. And you can learn it. Alhamdulillah. All right, 067. I wonder if this thing is working. 067-914. Let's see. Maybe somebody here can do a test. 067-914-8154. 067-914-8154. Is that your second piece of cake?
Gee.
I can see that for sure. All right, let's take a quick break. And inshallah, listen to a beautiful nasheed. When we come back, we'll take your call. 067-914-8154. Stay with us.
Zindagi do pal ki hai. किसको दुनिया में खबर अहबाब अपने कल की है इसलिए बस याद रखना जिंदगी दो पल की है किसको दुनिया में खबर अहबाब अपने कल की है इसलिए बस याद रखना जिंदगी दो पल की है हमको कुदरत ने ये कुदरत दी है चुन ले खुद से हम रास्ते नेकी बदी के कर दिए हमको बहम हमको कुदरत ने ये कुदरत दी है चुन ले खुद से हम रास्ते नेकी बदी के कर दिए हमको बहम जिस भी रस्ते को चुने मर्जी ये अब फैसल की है इसलिए बस याद रखना जिंदगी दो पल की है किसको दुनिया में खबर अहबाब अपने कल की है इसलिए बस याद रखना जिंदगी दो पल की है मौत ने जो दी है मोहलत वो गनीमत जान ले उम्र देखी कब है उसने खुद ही आके देखिए मौत ने जो दी है मोहलत वो गनीमत जान ले उम्र देखी कब है उसने खुद ही आके देखिए मौत बूढ़े की किसी बच्चे की आंकड़ी हल्की है इसलिए बस याद रखना जिंदगी दो पल की है किसको दुनिया में खबर अहबाब अपने कल की है इसलिए बस
All right, 27 minutes before 9 p.m. Central African time. It's the Olive... Express live and exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You can message us or even call in live on the program 067-914-8154. We have our regulars that are sending us messages all the way from Zambia. Let's listen in. Okay. Why you're not going loud? Here we go.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Abdullah Adam, 45, Zambia. I'm going to read Qurma in Tamjid today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna bahadallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi aliyyil azim. Juma mubarak ko suba pehle nusaka chipata.
Jazakallahu khayran ahsan al jaza little Abdullah for kalima tamjid. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Okay, Humaira, what does that kalima mean? Subhanallah.
Glory be to Allah.
Correct.
All praise be to Allah. He is one, he has no partner, and for him is the kingdom.
No. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. Wa la ilaha illallah. There is none worthy.
We have worship besides Allah.
Wallahu Akbar. Allah is? The greatest.
Greatest.
No power.
And might except from Allah, the Most High, the Great.
That's right. MashaAllah. All right, let's go to our next message, inshallah. You can call in
067-914-8154. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. My name is Abdul Rahman. I don't want to buy the Zambia. Then we use Surah Al-Kafran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna aqaynaka al-kawthan wa salli li rabbika wan inna shani'aka war abtar. You might my all five on Chipa, on second Chipa. When I do, I make you a fuss. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan for the wonderful message and the beautiful recital of Suratul Kawthar. Humaira, do you know what that surah means?
No.
Inna a'tayna kal-kawthar. Allah is speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying that we have given you the fountain of Kawthar. Do you know what's the fountain of Kawthar? Any person who drinks from the fountain of Kawthar will never feel thirsty ever again. And on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be feeding the ummatis. You know what's an ummati? A follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own hands. And people will come forward and they will drink from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wouldn't you love? Inshallah, Allah allow us to drink from the beautiful hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then it says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ. Offer prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَانْحَرْ, and offer sacrifice. When do we make sacrifices of animals?
Qurbani.
And that's not too long away. So we're going to cut some sheep, or some goats, or some cows, and have fun with the animals. Inshallah. You remember all the fun we used to have before? Inshallah. All right. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the shan and the status and the grandeur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most elevated, most exalted. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tremendous amount of love for our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, Humaira, concentrate. Let's do some sunnats now. What sunnat can you teach our listeners today?
Eating.
Eating, okay. You like eating, eh? What are the sunnats of eating?
You sit and eat.
Mm-hmm.
You have a burqa for a girl and a toga for a boy.
And I must wear a burqa.
A topi for a boy.
But I want to wear your burqa.
But you have to wear a topi.
But I want to wear your burqa.
To wear a topi.
Okay, I'll wear a topi. Right, what else?
You have to wash your hands before you eat. You have to read your dua.
What's the dua?
Bismillah
wa ala barakatillah. And what if we forget to say the dua?
Then you say Bismillah awwala wa akhira.
Correct. Okay. And can we eat with our left hand?
No, we have to eat with your right hand.
Can we eat with our toes?
No, we have to eat with hands.
You have to eat with your hands.
Three.
Right hand. Which fingers?
Three fingers.
Three fingers. Thumb, what's the name? Thumb?
Your thumb, your shahada finger, and your middle finger.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
And you have to use it after eating.
Okay, wait. You're not yet finished of eating yet. Can I eat like this here? Here's my plate, right.
You have to...
I take from here, and I eat from here, and I eat from so far away.
You have to eat from the center of your plate.
From what's closest to you. Mm-hmm. What else?
You have to sit on the floor.
Mm-hmm. That is the sunnah, to sit on the dasturkhan, on the floor. And what else can you think of? Are you allowed to talk while eating?
No.
Yes, you are allowed to talk.
But you have to eat with your mouth closed.
Yeah, okay, you shouldn't talk with your mouth full, but you are allowed to talk while eating, right? So you shouldn't remain silent the whole time while eating. Some people, they just quiet and... That's not good also. Eat slowly. Take your time. Eat with the right hand. All of these are great sunnats. And then when you finish eating...
You read the dua.
What is the dua?
Alhamdulillahi ta'amina wa saqana wa jamina muslimin. Ameen.
And then, what do you do?
And then you have to go and wash your hands.
Correct. And then what do you do?
Help clean the table.
Help clean the dasturkhan.
You have to take your plate to the basin.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
And wash your hands.
Again.
After you're done eating.
Okay. Very good. MashaAllah. Are you going to practice on all these sunnats?
Yeah.
From when?
Today.
From today. But you just had cake now. Did you make amal on the sunnats? Did you read your dua when you were eating the cake?
Ji.
Very good, mashallah. Okay, alhamdulillah, 067-914-8154. So that is our sunnah segment for today. We've discussed our seerah segment with regards to the migration of the Sahaba from Makkah Mukarramah to Abyssinia, which is current day Ethiopia. And there they were greeted by the King Negus, and he later on became a Muslim. And when he passed away, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even performed janazah for him. So yeah, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and of the sunnahs of Rasulullah. Okay, so now, this week you said eating. Next week, inshallah, what are you going to do the sunnahs of? So I give you 1 week to practice on it.
Drinking?
No.
Sunnat of
He can do drinking. Let's see. Let's do sunnats of sleeping. Right. So we give you 1 week to prepare all the sunnats. You need to know your du'as, because straight after the program, that is sleeping time, isn't it? So then you need to know those sunnats, and then you can practice on them the same time, and then go to bed, inshallah. Are you going to do that homework? Inshallah. All right, I'm sure the listeners will be looking forward to that one, inshallah. Okay, it is 8:45, inshallah. Let's go for another beautiful nasheed break. And when we come back, inshallah, that's almost going to bring us to the close and the wrap up of the program. 0679148154 is the online number. You can WhatsApp us, you can call in even, and we'll connect your call live on the program. But let's ask our engineer, Lukolo. He's behind the controls. He's going to play us a beautiful nasheed this evening, inshallah. Stay with us.
I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Every day before dawn, the roosters would call before Fajr Salah was performed. Then labor and toil in the field sowing seed, we would witness the farm transform. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. Then the day came, I will never forget, when they pulled our roots from the soil. They slashed every vine and they chopped every tree, every chicken inside they killed. I was a grapevine in Palestine, and I have a story to tell. The farmers watched in vain, filled with tears and pain, as the bullets went flying in. Oh, what a price to pay, pay for this land, this land of Palestine. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm. I was a grapevine in Palestine, where I lived with a family on a farm.
It is 14 minutes before 9 p.m. Central African time. Beautiful nasheed on Palestine, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the Palestinian people. Okay, so now many of you will remember Muawiyah. Muawiyah is unable to speak because he's deaf. He has a hearing problem. But Muawiyah just came back from Egypt today. Muawiyah, how are you? Muawiyah says, alhamdulillah. So he's signing, I'm signing back to him, and I'm translating for you. Okay, Muawiyah, you went all the way to Egypt. How was Egypt? Muawiyah says, we went to go help the poor with food, with clothes, with shoes, toothbrush, toothpaste, cleaning things, fridges, sleeping beds, cupboards, cooking pots. Alhamdulillah. So Muawiyah was helping the people from Gaza that have come over into Egypt, and he was working there for 2 weeks. Hey, 2 weeks you worked. Alhamdulillah. And how many people did you see? He says, so many, I can't even count. Okay, alhamdulillah. And were the old people also? Yes, there were lots of old people. And there were children. Everyone was mixed. And very difficult. difficult situation there. But alhamdulillah, Muawiyah spent two beautiful weeks out in Egypt helping and assisting the people from Gaza. So we must make a lot of dua for them. We say Jazakallah khair to you, Muawiyah, and Allah reward you, and Allah become happy with you for all the work that you were doing and helping and assisting the Palestinian people from Gaza. We've come over into Egypt. Things are really difficult, especially now. Lots of aid has been blocked. In fact, I don't know, honestly, if any aid is actually going in at the moment. Allah knows best. But we make a lot of dua. And undoubtedly, the help and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of Palestine. Allah knows and Allah is seeing and Allah has a plan. And inshallah, that plan is being executed some way or the other. There is some khair, some barakat in what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. He knows the past, He knows the present, He knows the future. Remember, we don't know the future. Only Allah knows the future. And Allah knows why things are happening. What is the barakah behind it? What is the blessing? I will tell you one thing that I've learned from this whole catastrophe. You know, sometimes we feel helpless and we think, I can't help the people. But then you see the resilience, you see the strength, you see the patience, you see the perseverance of the people of Palestine. And people all around the world are watching this year. And so many people in Australia, in America, in different parts of the world, just by looking at the strength of the Palestinian people, they've all now become new Muslims. So many people all around the world, they see the poverty of the Palestinian people, but they see the strength and how strong they are. And even though they are difficult, what do they say? It's difficult, difficult, difficult. I'm signing at the same time for Muawiyah, so he understands a little. It's so difficult, but what do they say? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. This is all they say. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So this is what we need to teach our children also. You know, sometimes just something small happens in the house and it's like the whole house comes and falls down. Am I right, my children?
Gee.
Sometimes we don't share our toys with our siblings. The Palestinians have to share food. Imagine this. Listen up, guys. Right? My little audience that's here. They don't have food. So if they have even one roti, they share it amongst 5-6 people. Imagine that. That's if they're lucky to get one roti. And today's times, we have become so selfish that even our toys, we don't want to share with our siblings. We don't want anything that this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. Ah, don't touch it, don't touch it. No, we have to be kind. Haven't we heard the saying, sharing is
caring.
Sharing is caring. So that's very important. We have to show one another that we care for one another. And by sharing what Allah has, after all, who's given us this? Yes, maybe it came through your brother Muawiyah. He bought it for you in Egypt and brought it for you as a gift. But who gave Muawiyah the tawfiq and the ability to think of y'all to buy it?
Allah.
Who gave Muawiyah the money to buy it?
Allah.
So ultimately this is from Allah. And you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and share it, because today it's here, tomorrow it's gone. Okay? Are you going to share? Alhamdulillah. So they were playing with a little bit of Play-Doh and obviously a little bit of possessiveness from one sibling to the other. Quite normal. But inshallah, I think they're now going to share the Play-Doh. You know what? Together you guys can make such beautiful things. Maybe you can make something that looks like the Dome of the Rock or Masjid al-Aqsa. We've got some paintings or frames that are there in the lounge. You can see what Masjid al-Aqsa looks like and make it with your Play-Doh. Wouldn't that be exciting? I think that would be your task for this weekend. Am I right, Humaira Zakia? Yes. You have to mix and match and do it. And when I come on Saturday, I want to see a miniature model of Masjid al-Aqsa. Is that right? That the two of you have to work together in making it. All right? Yes. Not no. Yes. Say G.
G.
G. Say G. G. Okay, excellent. Alhamdulillah. They both agreed. And if they don't get it done together without fighting, without arguing, without scratching, without pinching, without yelling, and without annoying one another, then I will give you all a prize, inshallah.
What's the prize?
No, it's a surprise prize.
Please tell us.
It's a surprise.
What is it?
If it's a surprise, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Because then it's not a surprise.
It's fine.
No, it is. It's not. It's not fine. It is like that. Okay. So I will only tell you after I see the work and I get a full report to say that there was no screaming and scratching and pinching and yelling and moaning and groaning and all of that. Siblings need to work together. You need to love each other. Look at the, you know, let me tell you a story. In Palestine, sometimes the parents are killed. And now a big sister, how old? Just like you, Sakia, 12 years old, has to look after a three-year-old baby. All of a sudden, the 12-year-old has to become a mother. How difficult is that? So how much shouldn't you appreciate how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Umaira, are you listening? So you need to appreciate. Appreciate and love each other as sisters and as brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that muhabbat. I'm going to teach you a dua. Are you ready? You're going to repeat it after me. Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Alif.
Alif.
Baina.
Baina.
Qulubina.
قلوبنا.
اللهم ألف
اللهم ألف
بين قلوبنا
بين قلوبنا
اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا
اللهم
ألف
ألف
بين قلوبنا
بين قلوبنا
اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا
اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا
That means, oh Allah, put love between our hearts. So I make dua that on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, Allah will accept it and Allah will put love between hearts and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when you grow up, you're not going to be the best of friends. As much as you fight so much now and annoy each other so much now and quarrel and do this and do that, it's in every home, or at least most homes. But trust me, as you get older, you're going to love your sister dearly, inshallah. Allah grant that muhabbat, and now you're going to read that dua every day, and so are you. Okay? Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Alif.
Alif.
Baina.
Baina.
Qulubina.
Qulubina.
And so are the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. All of us are going to read it. Even husbands and wives are going to read it. So Allah increases our muhabbat between us as a family unit. All right, excellent. I think that is now going to officially bring us to the close of this program of the Olive Express. And inshallah, we'll be back with you next week. Same time, same place. Inshallah, bi-ithnillah. Until then, please do make lots and lots of dua for us. And we too will make a lot of dua for you. And do remember the people of Philistine, of Gaza, the people wherever they are, whether they're in Lebanon, whether they are, I'm talking about the Palestinians in Lebanon, the Palestinians in Jordan, the Palestinians, wherever the Muslims are suffering, war-torn countries, disaster-stricken countries, poverty-stricken countries. We make lots and lots of dua for the people and the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant khair and barakat. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And a very big thank you to our engineer Lukolo. Thank you very much for hosting us. And yeah, have a great day and great evening going forward, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.